Hi, my name is Anne Lander from Pomarco, and today I'm here to talk to you about press room audits. I'm going to cover what they are, the importance of them, and the productivity that can result from a press room audit. I'm also going to share some sample figures showing how improving your process can affect your output. Now, what is a press room audit? A press room audit looks at the entire printing process rather than just the analogs role or another specific part of the process. A press room audit gets you to ask questions about your process and gain a better understanding of how your process works. This could also be used for more than just the printing process, including converting, other finishing options, and even logistics and material management. As many industries are moving to just-in-time manufacturing, understanding where your bottlenecks and time deficiencies are is very important. You should start with a sample job and how it's run through your shop. What are some of the slowdowns? How do you manage the setup and prep of a new job? What happens after the job? How long does it take to clean? What happens when you have to constantly change some things? Examples of this can range from changing the ink for every new job, changing the analog rolls or sleeves, doctor blades, and of course plates. Which items take the longest? And which items does your production team struggle with? If you have a new guy changing out plates, it could take him twice as long as someone who's much more experienced. If you're finding that you're constantly having to change analogs back and forth, could you schedule jobs so that you wouldn't have to change out so many things? For example, if you were running a consistent four-color process set of jobs, you wouldn't have to change out the analogs or a few other things like the ink, just the plates. Of course, a lot of these options aren't doable for some companies, depending on their customers' demands and needs, but they are definitely starting points to think about. Now, what is the difference between an analogs audit and a press room audit? The analogs role audit is part of the press room audit, but focuses, obviously, only on the analogs and its performance. This is something that's often important to a press room audit, but just a piece of a larger puzzle. Now, a press room audit is very important because if there are any issues with any part of the press room, whether on press or off press, like in the ink lab, the plate making process, or in material handling, this audit shows how to find out where those problems are and what the causes of the problems are. Press room audits allow the plant to identify these problem areas and provide opportunities for improvement, which can lead to less downtime, and you can also identify areas of success. I think it's just as important to note what you are doing well as to where you can improve. It also helps with the morale of the press room operators, since they could see that some things would be going well and that not everything is a problem. A press room audit also shows where in your process you have bottlenecks, where things have slowed down due to a lack of machines, materials, or manpower, what your throughput is, and what it could be with changes. It also allows you to spot waste reduction opportunities. A lot of these changes and improvements overlap with ideas from Lean Manufacturing and Six Sigma. Of course, everyone has their own way of going about an audit, and each plant could be different in terms of the problems and needs that they have. Then, after identifying these issues, you can begin to implement changes to better your process. However, I would recommend taking things one at a time, as a lot of changes could overwhelm or confuse your production team or, unfortunately, cause even more issues. You could start small. For example, even just making sure everything press side has a place, and therefore nothing's left in the press, such as bolts and screws falling down to the machine upon startup, and everything is easily found in case someone needs it. This also allows for an easy job exchange when you know where everything is. You could use a common job as a sample of a press room audit. When the job begins, what are your steps for setup, running the press, and or cleanup and maintenance? For example, your four-color job takes an hour to set up. This includes prepping the press for the job, sometimes cleaning from a previous job, bringing the ink from the ink lab or shop room, preparing the ink, mixing the solvents, additives, or whatever else might be needed, bringing the plates to the press, mounting the plates, and changing the analogs. What are the requirements and demands from the customer? How will this affect for the press room? For example, if a rush job might push some things back or deplete more material stock, you would, of course, have to compensate for something like that. Now, let's review some data points to help you get a better idea of some of the questions and comments above. Let's use the example of decreasing your prep time by 30 minutes as a result of better management of inks and cleaning in the ink system. So that is 30 minutes per shift, which is 8 hours per day, assuming you're running one job per shift, just to make things simple. If an employee works a normal 40-hour week, Then you are saving 2.5 hours per week by changing any number of things, such as decreasing your prep time as a result of the Pressroom audit. Now, I would use 1,904 hours per year per employee. 1,904 comes from the number of hours worked during the year, taking into account some holiday time and vacation, and then you would save over the year 119 hours because of a better ink management system, which translates roughly to over 14 days, which means you saved more than 2 weeks of production working time by changing something that wasn't efficient or was problematic. This example is also just for one employee. If you found that during your press audit that you were not utilizing a machine to a better capacity, or found that your waste was much higher than anticipated, you could easily add these productivity numbers to the employee production improvement and start to see a big difference. You could often think of it like running a race. You're able to run much more quickly if you aren't jumping over productivity issues, running into employee problems, or climbing through machine difficulties. Now, if you have any questions about the math or where some of these example numbers have come from, please do not hesitate to contact. My information is on the company website. Thank you for listening to my podcast about pressroom audits and improving your throughput and productivity. If you have any questions, as always, don't hesitate to contact. Thank you. Bye-bye.